name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Truly is risen. This is wonderful, wonderful day, the third week of after the resurrection of the Lord, and the church is celebrating the meal-bearing women. The meal-bearing women, they showed such a bravery that while all the disciples had run away, they had followed the Lord and saw him being crucified and stood by him and wept and showed a great love for him. And so, as you heard in the Gospel today, you know, we see that these the women, meal-bearing, they come over to the grave site of the Lord, and they bought some expensive fragrant myrrh, and they were going to anoint him, because they didn't have a chance to do that before because of the Passover. And my beloved, as they come early in the morning, as the sun is just being risen, and they think of themselves, who can take away that big stone that's rolled over the entrance so that nobody can come in? And of course the soldiers were guarding the tomb. And so as they approach the door, as the daylight is breaking, they see that the stone is rolled away. And they went in right into the tomb. And as they walked into the tomb, they see an angel sitting there. And he told them what he's looking for, and bringing the mirror here. The mirror is actually for the dead persons. But the Lord has risen. The Lord has risen. And go tell the disciples and Peter, and tell them that he will meet them in Galilee. And my beloved, well, here's the faith that the women meal-bearing had, and all the women, the saints, they were equal, and some of them, and many of them, have surpassed all the bravery of the men. And for the Lord, there is no difference between a man and a woman. In the kingdom of heaven, we're all going to be like angels. And the meal-bearing women had showed a wonderful example to all the us, for all of us to follow in the faith and the love that they had for the Lord, because they were not afraid of anything. All their heart was filled with love, just like many, many martyrs. Today we're also celebrating Saint Tamara, the queen my beloved, all we have to do is just remember the reason that the meal-bearing women had their bravery and all that, because they had their heart given. They given their heart to the Lord. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn to give our heart to the Lord. When we give the heart to the Lord, we will not be afraid of anything. What's going to happen to us? What kind of sickness is going to take over us? How are we going to die? What are we going to eat? Where are we going to live? None of those things we will be caring for the heart is going to be filled with love for the Lord. And whatever the Lord allows us to be for, and whatever will happen to us, we'll be very grateful for it. Because my beloved, we know that we just also celebrated the time of the Job and the much suffering, what he went through, all the kind of things that he went through, and in everything he glorified the Lord. And this is what we have to learn. Then we will never be caught by the spirit of the Antichrist, which is the materialism, which is the falsities, which is compromises, and the worry about today rather than about the life after death. And so the Lord tells us, look first of all for the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be given to you. And let's rejoice with the meal-bearing women, with all the heavenly dwellers, and cry out with a joy, Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed he is risen.